Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, to finish the last word on sport, we want to talk about one of the stories of the week. These so-called enhanced games and the involvement of an Irish swimmer, Shane Ryan. We're joined by Kieran Cunningham, chief sports writer with the Irish Daily Star. And just for anyone who hasn't been following it this week, what are these so-called enhanced games?
Well, the enhanced games, like some people have compared it to, and I think the organisers have done so very deliberately, compared it to the Olympics with doping allowed. But it's doping is allowed, but it's nowhere near the scale of the Olympics. Like it's a multi-sport event, but on a very small scale. In terms of swimming, there's a 50-metre and 100-metre freestyle, a 50-metre and 100-metre butterfly, track and field at 100-metre sprint and 100-metre, 110-metre hurdles. And then there's a weightlifting competition as well. But they're throwing a huge amount of money at it, like $400 million, with $1 million on offer to anyone who breaks an existing world record. And a world record that wouldn't be recognised by governing bodies, because all the athletes in this will be enhanced, as they call it, but basically they will be doped.
Okay, why is this happening? Before we get into how they'll be enhanced, so to speak, who's behind this and why? And why all the money?
Well, the main driver is a guy called Aaron D'Souza, who's an Australian who's a background in venture capitalism, in law, and has been an entrepreneur. But he's got some heavyweights from Silicon Valley behind him. We've pumped a lot of money into it, including Donald Trump Jr.'s venture capital company. And Peter Thiel, a name a lot of people will be familiar, the billionaire co-founder of PayPal, also the owner of Palantir Technologies, which was a subject of great controversy because of its links to the Israeli military. And Thiel and a lot of these people in Silicon Valley are libertarians, and they see limitations being put on human potential. And they say the current rules in sport has been one of those limitations. And they think that there should be, that you see quite a few of these people, like they're obsessed with longevity, of living longer, of looking younger. And they think athletes are being hamstrung at the moment. And they're using athletes in the broadest sense across all sports. They think they're being hamstrung by doping regulations, that this is all, science should be allowed to show what human potential is.
Okay, right. Now tell us about who they've managed to sign up to do this and why these individuals, including Shane Ryan, will allow themselves to be taking part in this. Is it just simply for money, is it?
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Like Shane Ryan has actually been very useful to them because he's very articulate and quite a likable guy. He's very, very approachable. He's actually given quite a lot of interviews this week and he's explained his reasons. And like Shane Ryan, people might be that familiar with him, even though he's gone to 3 Olympics. He's the only Irish swimmer to have gone to 3 Olympics. He's a medalist at both European and World Championship level as well. But he just retired from competitive swimming at 31. He was on a grant of 18,000 from Sport Ireland, 18,000 a year. His biggest ever grant, annual grant, was 20,000 a year. So as an appearance fee going to the enhanced games, he said he's going to make more than he made in his entire career. So he's making a reasonable six-figure sum. They haven't announced, they haven't made public what the appearance fees are. But you have somebody like Fred Kerley, who's an American sprinter, who's a former silver medalist in the 100 metres of the Olympics. Now, he would get a significantly higher appearance fee than Shane Ryan. But all of these, if you look at them, they all have the same age profile. They're all about early to mid-30s. They're effectively retired. And this is one big payday. And they think the damage to their legacy and their reputation is worth that payday.
What drugs are they going to be taking? How are they going to be enhanced?
Well, they can take anything except the likes of, say, heroin, cocaine, ketamine, like the illegal street drugs. Other than that, it's a free for all. Now, they say this will be done under strict medical supervision and that there will be no risk. But independent doctors that are connected to the various sporting bodies and governing bodies have said this is hugely. The athletes are taking a huge risk in terms of their future health. And they pointed out that a lot of athletes in the past, like we saw a spate of them in cycling, have died early because of doping. Like, so this is fraught with risk. And that's why there's been such a backlash against it from the governing bodies of sport across the board.
Before we even get into the ethics of it, I mean, the potential damage to these people's bodies. And there's been stuff I've been reading about this week, which I hadn't been aware of, but apparently it's been used now for a year or two. Carbon monoxide rebreathing has been a big thing with cyclists. I mean, are you familiar with this? Can you tell us a bit about it?
I'm not that familiar with it, to be honest, Matt. Now, I have heard about it, but I wouldn't be able to fill you in detail. But there's new things coming aboard all the time. Like, there are drugs in the past and effectively used to turn your body, if you took them for too long, they turned your blood to soup, to a soupy consistency that would eventually lead to death unless you could treatment very quickly. And all these athletes turning up are human guinea pigs. There's no other way of describing that. And like, it will be, a kind of a freak show. It will be interesting to see, will anybody broadcast it? Like, there's talk that maybe Netflix will. Rob McElhenney, who people might know around Wrexham, a football club, and is an actor and involved in film, he's making a documentary around it. And I have a feeling this is a kind of a stunt, that this will be a one-off, even though they're talking about this being a regular thing and a growing in stature as more people sign up in the future. But I think this is a one-off and they want to make a point and they want to get a few world records.
What if the athletes underperform compared to their previous best? That'll raise a few questions, wouldn't it?
It would, but the drugs tend to work, Matt, so I think I'd be surprised if that happens. But, like somebody can go down with a bug coming up to it. They might be feeling great or they could have overtrained. Like people don't always perform well at their championships. There's known dopers who've gone to major events and haven't performed well. So we don't know. But I would expect that you will see ridiculous things happen here. But the other argument is, Matt, we know what it's like to watch dopers. We've seen Lance Armstrong sprint up the Alps in the Pyrenees. We've seen Ben Johnson and his yellow eyeballs running way faster than anybody had run before. So what point are they trying to prove? We've seen this and we know what it looks like and we don't like what it looks like. So I don't really get why they're pushing this.
You see, the other problem is that if this becomes normalised, then everybody has to dope, even if you don't want to, if you're going to be competitive.
Yeah, and that's one of the main issues I have, because there are people, and I understand where the cynicism comes from, but this concept adds to the view that all athletes are on something, which is simply not true, and it's a disservice to clean athletes. And part of, say, the enduring appeal of the Olympics, too, was the fact that getting there matters. Like, you see how many Olympians have the five rings to twos, and they mightn't have got out of their heat, and they knew they wouldn't have a chance of getting out of their heat, but it's not just about winning. They're taking part and being part of the Olympics really matter to them. But the enhanced concept prizes winning at all costs and nothing else.
All part of the culture wars, isn't it, when you see the likes of the Peter Thiels involved, and all parts of the grift when you see the likes of Donald Trump Jr. involved?
Yeah, well, the tech bros are trying to ruin nearly everything good in the world, so they might as well turn their attention to sport now. Like, Peter Thiel lately has been given lectures where he's obsessing about the Armageddon and the coming of the Antichrist, so I don't know. I don't know why anybody would want to be getting into bed with a guy like that.
Well, why doesn't he just go off seasteading, which is one of his things, go out onto his platform in the sea somewhere and just stay there and leave the rest of us alone? We leave it there. Kieran Cunningham, Chief Sports Writer of the Irish Daily Star, thank you.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.